This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. May 25th update, Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Have you ever seen the tech giants engage in more insane levels of censorship? Anyone who disagrees with the WHO is censored. And now the tech giants are all hiring a bunch of communists to come in. Twitter just hired this big-time communist Chinese CCP member to come in and I think help police their speech. Google is censoring anyone who criticizes TikTok, which is an app owned by communist China or a China-linked company. YouTube is censoring speech that criticizes the Communist Party. and Facebook is banning videos of Jennifer Zhang on Brighteon. And Jennifer Zhang, I interviewed her recently. She's a whistleblower about the communist Chinese. She was arrested and tortured in a Chinese prison camp, and she escaped China, now lives in New York, and has for many years been speaking out against China. Well, look, the tech giants are all communists now. They're actively hiring communists. They are deleting comments that are critical of communism, and they're simultaneously blacklisting and banning all voices that are pro-America, that are pro, frankly, democracy, certainly pro-Trump, pro-natural health, anything related to freedom. It's all being censored. And it brings me to the realization that these tech giants, they're not going to stop until they are forced to stop. There's no sense of what's right in the minds of the tech giants. There's no morality. There's no dedication to ethics or even things that are legal. They are going to maliciously and criminally engage in antitrust, censorship, and deplatforming selectively to silence the enemies of communism. In fact, the rumor is that Mark Zuckerberg asked President Xi of China, well, Emperor Xi, to name his son. I mean, whoa. All these tech giants have sold out to communist China. They're run by communist China, essentially. And the only way to stop them is for President Trump, and this is what he must do now before the election. President Trump must declare Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, and the other tech giants, even Apple, must declare them to be enemy combatants engaged in a war against the United States of America, a war that was launched by China with their construction, their engineering, and launching of the Wuhan coronavirus, which is a biological weapon against the United States of America and the Western world. And on top of that, or along with that, they have been running a propaganda war involving big tech. The tech giants have received their marching orders from communist China. Trump must, I mean, this is so far beyond FTC. This is beyond just freedom of speech or censorship. These behaviors by the tech giants are part of a warfare assault against the United States. These are acts of war, and they must be treated as acts of war. Trump needs to have the Pentagon surround the, you know, the soldiers surround Facebook headquarters, have military police arrest Mark Zuckerberg and all the top managers at Facebook and Google, and, you know, and Twitter and so on, and charge them with treason against the United States. They have sold us out. They are doing the bidding of communist China. They are censoring the pro-America voices. They're violating the civil rights and the constitutional rights of hundreds of millions of Americans right now. And they will not stop until they are forced to stop. And the way to force them to stop is to surround them with soldiers from the United States military under the orders of our commander-in-chief, who is President Trump. Trump needs to seize and shut down these treasonous anti-American organizations, seize their domain names, seize their bank accounts, prosecute their CEOs and their top managers, and hold military tribunals and make it all public, all transparent. Show America the crimes of these tech giants. Let the victims of their censorship testify. Like me, I'll testify. I'll testify against Zuckerberg. I'll testify against Google. I'll testify against Twitter and Jack Dorsey. And there are millions of people like me who would be willing to testify because we have all been subjected to the same vindictive, malicious censorship and blacklisting selected because we either supported Trump or we support America or we believe in human freedom or health freedom or, you know, any number of topics. We questioned the safety of vaccines. We spoke with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Oh my God, that will get you blacklisted faster than anything because you dare to speak to someone who has been depersoned by the tech giants. This is what it has come to. And the reason I'm emphasizing this right now is because I want you to have no illusions. There is no court that's going to solve this problem. There's no lawsuit that is going to solve this problem. This will not be decided in a court of law. This can only be stopped through a nation state level of declaring war against the enemies of America, shutting them down, arresting their treasonous leaders, and prosecuting them under military tribunals. That is the only way that this gets solved. Google will not stop unless the United States of America forces Google to stop. That is very clear. You know, same thing with Twitter, same thing with Facebook, all of them. They will not stop. They are beholden to China. I mean, look at Apple. Apple, so many of their products are made in China that they basically answer to China. Apple is evil. Tim Cook is evil. These are not American capitalists and pioneers. These are treasonous traitors. They are criminals against the state, against all of us. They're criminals against the people of America. They have knowingly, deliberately, maliciously crushed our right to speak, to share information, to read information, to listen to podcasts, to watch videos, to create and post videos that express views that are pro-Christian, for example, or pro-America, or pro-Trump, or pro-health freedom, or even that dare to question the official narrative about the origins of the coronavirus. You know, again, if you don't agree with the WHO and their lies and their propaganda, you will be blacklisted by Facebook and YouTube. You'll be shut down, and Google, and you'll be smeared by Wikipedia, and all of them. And yes, Wikipedia needs to be taken down as part of this too. That's part of the criminal enterprise. They all work in conjunction, by the way, along with the left-wing media. The left-wing media tells Google who to censor. They tell Facebook who to ban. They tell YouTube which videos to take down. Or they tell Twitter which accounts to suffocate and suppress. So CNN will complain, oh my God, this voice is saying this. And then sure enough, the tech giants respond, ban that platform, that channel. It is criminal racketeering, but again, it's beyond that. This is beyond the DOJ. It's not just RICO Act violations. These are acts of war against the United States. And these corporations are enemies of the United States of America, run by treasonous traitors who should be prosecuted and charged with treason for their crimes against the United States of America. That's how serious this is. And that's what needs to happen. Otherwise, we will find ourselves suffering under a dystopian, authoritarian, radical left-wing regime where we are only allowed to have one view, and that view is the view of Mark Zuckerberg. And any other view is banned because the tech giants assert that they are the arbiters of truth. And even though they are lying to you and they are deceiving all of us, they will claim they are the only truth that exists and that anyone who contradicts them will be silenced. I'm sorry, but that's not acceptable. This must be stopped. It must be stopped with the force of the United States military. It must be stopped by declaring these criminals to be what they really are, criminals engaged in acts of treason against the United States of America. That is the solution that we must all call for. So join me in calling for this. I'm Mike Adams, a health ranger, a victim of the extreme censorship of these malicious criminal corporations. Thank you for listening. And you can hear more of my podcasts and videos at Brighteon.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products lab tested and verified. We test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.